Order, order.
Parliament resumes on Tuesday at the start of its final sitting period for the year. It's set to run into the week leading up to Christmas Day, but just how far remains to be seen. This week, meanwhile, two select committees took advantage of the adjournment to make some progress on their work, as Rhys Lyon reports.
On Wednesday, the Commerce Select Committee held financial reviews of several state-owned electricity companies. Among them was Meridian Energy, represented by Chief Executive Tim Lusk, who brought MPs up to date on developments within the company.
We remain committed to renewable strategy, wind, hydro and solar now. The committee will be aware of West Wind sitting up on the hill behind the Capitol. We expect to finish our Ross Island wind farm in Antarctic by very early next year. And last but not least, our solar strategy, interestingly and excitingly for Meridian, we have almost commissioned a 5 megawatt photovoltaic solar plant in California. So in terms of implementing a strategy, that's looking very good. We'll be well placed to engage with New Zealanders and the government on how one introduces grid-scale solar to New Zealand.
Later, the committee heard from Energy Commission Chief Executive David Cagle.
Our responsibility is to write the rules that knit this industry together. We don't invest in it. It's true that at the moment we operate one small peaking station, but you will be aware that there are questions over whether we, you know, should even be doing that, and that'll be resolved, I would imagine, in the fullness of time.
And on Thursday, the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee continued hearing submissions on the Injury Prevention, Rehabilitation and Compensation Amendment Bill, amending the ACC scheme. Presenting a submission on behalf of the New Zealand Automobile Association was their senior policy analyst, Mark Stockdale. He voiced concern about a clause in the bill which prevents some criminals from receiving accident compensation.
Any right-thinking person would agree that this clause as drafted should apply to people like Graham Burton, who received $10,000 compensation for losing his leg in the commission of a crime which led to the death of an innocent member of public. However, those same people would probably not agree that someone like Jeff Eads should also be automatically disentitled to ACC, while in this case, this gentleman who, as a result of jet lag, had a crash and three members of his family died, he was not seriously injured, nor was he actually charged with aggravated careless driving. But without understanding how those charges are laid, we fear that someone like him could unreasonably be denied ACC entitlements. In the future, we don't know what it would take for someone to be charged with aggravated careless driving, which is not a deliberate offence. And so someone like him could be charged like that, and we don't think that's fair.
Mr. Stockdale said the clause should only apply to people who have been actually sentenced to 2 years or more in prison, rather than people convicted of crimes carrying jail terms of up to 2 years.
And under the current Act, Section 122, judges can actually take into account mitigating factors when considering whether someone should be disentitled, and we think that those factors should be taken into consideration under this new clause, or alternatively, the clause should be more specific about which offences are or are not included.
Also criticising some amendments in the bill was Equal Opportunities Commissioner Judy McGregor, who identified two potential breaches of the Human Rights Act.
They relate to the proposed changes requiring the increased threshold for hearing loss and the reductions in compensation for loss of potential earnings to 80% of the minimum wage for certain situations regarding young people under 18.
Judy McGregor was also concerned about reductions to ACC entitlements for part-time and seasonal workers.
By our estimation, this group of non-permanent workers in New Zealand could amount to at least 400,000 people. And this will penalise, we believe, a vulnerable group in society who are probably less likely to have savings to fall back on in the event of injury and rehabilitation.
And Judy McGregor said it was important for New Zealand to meet its international obligations.
We do believe that human rights lie at the very heart of universal compensation, and the Commission is concerned that whatever proposed changes come into legislation, that we do honour our commitment to international minimum standards for injured workers outlined in the ILO conventions and are in accordance with human rights legislation domestically.
Equal Opportunities Commissioner Judy McGregor making a submission on a bill amending the ACC scheme to the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee on Thursday.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.